High School Basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with John Nixon.
And good evening, everybody, from Auburn High School. It's time to kick off our 2024 basketball coverage. About a week late because the tournament we were planning to bring you last weekend all got snowed out. The semifinals and finals over at the Decus tournament. And everybody's ready to get going. Auburn, it's been a while since the Bulldog girls and boys have played basketball. They played back on the 5th of January against Palmyra. Say our girls did get one game in at the Medeca's tournament last week, so they won their opening round. Then everything got snowed out after that. So the Irish girls have a game just last week on, I believe it was Wednesday, when they picked up a win over Johnson County Central. So they have a little more in tune with what's going on. Auburn want to get out and get their legs under and get going back in the swing of things here as early as they can in this ball game. The two teams coming in here, Sagan Art girls, 12-2 on the year, ranked number 3 this week in Class D2, while Auburn comes in with a record of 5-7. Bulldog girls coached by Grant Cole, and of course, they are coached by Lou Santo. The Auburn girls are off the locker room. They're in there to get their final instructions from Coach Cole. The Irish girls are out here warming up. The Irish will play tonight without one of their normal starters, Sadie Pinsel, 5'7" junior, suffered a, as I understand, a separated shoulder last week out of the deck. And she's going to be out here for a couple of weeks, it sounds like, or in that neighborhood. It's already been a week. So hopefully a couple more weeks, she'll be ready to go. But she is one of Sager's outside threats and one of their starters. So tonight, in the starting lineup, to Lally Jones, 5'9" freshman for Ball City State and Harms. The starters for Auburn coming in here, they have a pretty good, four seniors and one sophomore, so they are an experienced group coming into this season. We'll take a two-minute timeout. We'll come back. We'll look at those starters right after this on Sunny 101.3.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair was to remind you that January is National Blood Donor Month and was to recognize the 3% of the U.S. population that donates blood each year. A blood transfusion occurs every 2 seconds in America, and a single donation can save multiple lives. The staff at Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair encourages those that are able to donate and help save a life. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair at Falls City will keep your equipment running. 402-245-2908.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City, your local Farm Bureau agent.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory, 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
Again, we welcome you back here to Auburn High School, where tonight our current implement game of the week is going to be Fall City Sacred Heart girls and boys on the Auburn Bulldogs. Bruna Implement, your KSIH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska, for parts, sales, and service. They also serve you from five locations in Northeast Kansas. Let's take a look at the starting lineup for the visiting Sacred Heart Irish Hyper Coach Luke Santa. He'll go with 5'8" senior McKinley Shaw, 5'5" sophomore Avery Santo, a 5'6" sophomore DC Witt, 5'9" junior Kendrick Lexenberg, and 5'9" freshman Hallie Jones. McKinley Shaw, Avery Santo, DC Witt, Gentry Lechtenberg, and Hallie Jones. You're starting five tonight for Fall City Sacred Heart. For Coach Grant Cole and his Auburn Bulldog girls nine, his starting five will include 5'3" senior Sydney Binder, 5'6" senior McKenna Turner, 5'5" sophomore Addie Darnell, 5'7" senior Addie Maddox, and 5'8" senior Zoe Baltenberger. Again, Sydney Binder, McKenna Turner, Addie Darnell, Addie Maddox, and Zoe Baltenberger. Your starting lineup tonight for the Lady Bulldogs of Auburn High School. Now, all of our games on the World Wide Web, mscsports.net. Click on the Listen Live button up there at the top. And when you get the drop-down box, if you have a friend or relative wanting to listen to the Bulldogs and say, "Hurt tonight," have a pick KLZA. That's our real name here at City 101.3. Also tonight on the air on sister station KPNC in Fall City, the Humboldt Table Rock Theater Titans are on the road at Pawnee City. Randy Gatula is at Pawnee City, bringing you to the Titans and the Pawnee City Indians. I understand that game hasn't started yet either, so we're going to come a little bit late tonight for our start time for our basketball game. But you can listen to Pawnee City HRS tonight over on KPNC and again on the World Wide Web. Also, our broadcast tonight will be included with the Strive programming here at Auburn High School. Auburn Strive, they shoot video of the ball game all over the world. They're going to add our play-by-play to it tonight. So, if you're watching, welcome to Auburn. And we'll try to keep you up with all that's going on down on the corner tonight at Auburn High School. Coming up later this week, we do have more basketball for you on the air. Coming up on Thursday night, over on KTMC once again, Fall City Tiger on the road at Conestoga to take on the Cougars. Fall City Conestoga on Thursday night. Then on Friday night on KTMC, Pawnee City will be at Sacred Heart, Girl Boy Doubleheader. And on Sunday 101.3 on Friday night, Extra Milligan Friend will be at Johnson Brock to take on the Eagles. That's coming your way Friday night here on Sunny 101.3. So a lot of basketball coming up this week. I've been saying after the last week, weather permitting. Right now, we're going to take one more two-minute timeout. We'll be back with a look at the starters and have the tip-off in Auburn and Sacred Heart coming up on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanics. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Dan's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dent has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dent's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dent's Country Meats in Table Rock.
This is Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back here again to Auburn High School. We're getting set. The starters are being introduced to the crowd on hand here tonight at Auburn High School. The Irish, the road team, being introduced first here, of course. Now the Bulldogs set to be introduced to the crowd on hand here tonight at Auburn. I didn't know what we were going to get for a crowd tonight. It's cold out, obviously. The highway is pretty darn good, which is good. But you didn't know with all as cold as it is how many people would venture out tonight. And then on the other hand, my other thought was everybody's been cooped up for a week. They're ready to get out. So good crowd on hand here tonight at Auburn High School. About ready to go here. Starter's done. And we are set with the starters and ready to go here. Here's the man way on the way here. Baltonsberger, and the ball is controlled. It goes to the Irish into the hand of D.C. Witten. The sophomore moves up the left side, hands it off now to McKinley Shull between the circles. Shull goes around a pick by Jones, moves to the right, stops the elbow, bounce pass into Jones, spins, moves down to the right block, turned, wanted to shoot it, was partially blocked, saved inbound. No, it was not. McKinley Shull got the ball as it was going out of bounds, but apparently had her foot on the inline out of bounds. It'll be Bulldog basketball here. And the Bulldogs have their first possession. To the front we go. Sydney Binder up the floor with it. Now over to the left side, take the ball. Now a bounce pass into the middle to Baltonsberger. Now coming around the right side, Maddox with it. Back out around the left. On the wing, back to the top. Binder will reset the offense against the Irish man-to-man defense. Binder thought about a triple from the left wing. Didn't take it. Take it out to Darnell. Addie will come off to McKenna Turner on the right side, and she'll hand the ball off and give it up now to Baltonsberger back to the top, resetting the offense again. Right side, Turner, dribble, goes left, now give it up, Maddox. Left side, down on the wing again, back out, working very slowly, very patiently, ball loose for the moment, picked up, controlled by McKenna Turner in the right side and the left side. Nearly taken away, and now it's loose again. Jones on the floor, grabs the basketball. We'll have a held ball. That's going to stay with the Bulldogs this time on the alternating possession. So the Bulldogs get the ball out of bounds on the baseline. 6:41 to go in the first quarter. No score here early on in Auburn tonight. Everybody lines up on the right side of the lane. And the ball is batted away by Gentry Lechtenberg, being inbounded by Maddox. She went to lob the pass to the back, and Lechtenberg up in the air knocks it back out of bounds, so we'll reset it again. Bounce pass into the right block, kick it back out, right side three-pointer, no good by Maddox. Rebound brought down, Shull ahead of the pack, up the floor, Witt, layup, left side, left hand, no. Rebound, Shull, and we got a reach-in foul that'll be called here on the Bulldogs. No shooting foul. The foul is going to be on Addie Maddox. Her first foul of the ball game. Shull lobs it in. Lechtenberg moving down the right side of the lane. Layup short for the whistle and a foul. This time it's going to be on Addie Darnell. That'll be Addie's first team foul number two here on the Bulldogs in the early going. At the free throw line is going to be Gentry Lechtenberg. Boy, she is making a career at the free throw line this year. I think she shot over 70 free throw attempts already here. There's the first one up and good. And the Irish take the lead, 1-0. Lechtenberg ready. The junior will get one more. Sets herself, fires it up, and drops it through. Nothing but net. And it's 2-0. Sacred Heart with the lead. So the Bulldogs up the floor now. Sid Binder with it. Sidney comes off the right side to Turner. Turner will give the ball up out top, and now they go underneath. Nice pass. Shot up short. No good by Baltonsberger. Offensive rebound on the weak side. Brought down, put in. Up good, and a foul. The basket by Addie Darnell. Foul will be on Daisy Witt. Her first foul on the Irish. Did they not? That ball went through the net, I saw, but she's getting two free throws instead. I missed something. So Addie Darnell, good on the first one. She'll have a second one here. Darnell makes it 2-1. Sacred Heart with the lead. Second one on the way up and off the side, no good. Hallie Jones comes down to the rebound, but it didn't draw iron, so it'll be Irish ball out of bounds. Full court pressure by Auburn. Bounce the ball into Daisy Witt, the sophomore point for the Irish. Coming up the floor, guarded by Binder. To the front court with the dribble, reverses around to the left side. Down the lane she goes. Law kind of bobbled her dribble, got it back. Lechtenberg trying to post up on the inside. Shull for three, short, no good. Rebound, fight for it. Lechtenberg has it, now a reach-in foul. Called, it looks like, on Auburn here. Foul will go. Looks like McKenna Turner. Her first. Team foul number three on Auburn. So Lechtenberg will trigger it in off the left side. Gets in there to Daisy Witt. Pass knocked loose. Taken away by the Bulldogs. So the Bulldogs have it. And up the floor they come with it. With the ball, Turner off the left side between the circles. Now over to Binder. At the elbow on the right side, now down to the wing. She'll dribble back out top. 5.5 to go. First quarter, 2-1. Sacred Heart girls with the lead. Dribble drive, pass across the baseline. Stepping out of bounds or a foul? We got a foul on the Irish. Foul will go on Avery Santo, her first, team foul number two. We sit here on the north side as the court goes east and west. Scorer's table on the other side. Sometimes we have to wait just a moment to see who the foul is on. On the left side now, down in the corner, McKenna Turner with it, back out to the top, into the hand of Maddox, around the perimeter, right side. Binder dribbles the free throw line, cut off, gets the ball away. Maddox back now to Darnell. On the right side, pass it. Bounce pass to the top. Maddox down the lane, left side, left hand, it's up off the glass, it's good. Maddox with the two-pointer gives the Bulldogs a 3-2 lead at the 4:52 mark. To the front, Daisy Witt dribbles. Gets a pick. Now we give and go. Again, it's to Lechtenberg. Ball loose, knocked away, saved in by Santo. But it goes to the Bulldogs and Turner all the way in. And a push foul on the Irish again. Luke Santo told me before the game, we can't afford any foul trouble, and that's going to be number two. On Avery Santo, her second, team foul number three. With Sadie Chisel out with the injury. Into the game now, a freshman, Dorothy Krause, a 5'6 freshman. From the baseline, it was not a shooting foul. Lob it in, out top with the ball. Now Baltonsberger, and it's up off the mark, no good. Baltonsberger chases, got it back, and got fouled by McKinley Shaw. Shull reaching over the shoulder, going to get called for her first foul of the ball game. Team foul number four on the Irish. Now one more foul with 4:22 to go in this first quarter, and the Bulldogs will be in the bonus. Lob the ball out to the top. Now McKenna Turner with it. Turner over to Binder. Binder going to load up a three ball on the way, too strong. And the ball finds its way back to her, but she's on the sideline, out of bounds, Irish basketball. 3-2 Auburn, 4:13 left in quarter number one. Pressure by the Bulldogs, bring it into Daisy Witt. In the lane in the backcourt, coming up the floor to the left side. Moves up, hands off to McKinley Shull, a little weave out top. Scholl to the top of the key, now dribbles back to the left side. Double high post offense here for the Irish. Lechtenberg working hard in the middle. Scholl down the right side of the lane, up no good. Got it back and got fouled on the follow-up. Scholl with her third rebound already. Who did we get this time in the white jersey to foul? It's going to go on the Bulldogs. That'll be their fourth team foul. And this one is going to go on Zoe Baldenberger, her first. So Auburn has spread theirs out among four players. And McKinley Scholl at the line comes up empty on the first one. She'll have one more chance to tie the game here at three apiece if she makes it. Free throw up and swish. Cigar without a field goal yet, but we got a tie ball game in three. To the front court again. Auburn ball, a drive on the left side, off the glass. No good by Turner. Rebound grabbed up by the Irish by Hallie Jones. DeWitt out top, guarded man-to-man there by Binder. DeWitt all the way back out in the midcourt circle, now moves up the left side. Handed to Scholl. McKinley bobbled it, got it back. Left side of the floor. She is guarded there by, Maddox. Yes. Down the lane, stripped of the basketball, and a foul called on the Bulldogs as Gentry Lechtenberg heads down the lane. They're going to put her at the line to shoot a pair here. Foul on Binder. Yes, Sydney Binder picks up her first foul. Team foul number five, so the Irish in the bonus the rest of this first quarter. At the line, Lechtenberg, 2 for 2 at the line so far tonight, on the way up and good. She's perfect there, and the lead is now 4-3. Sagan Hart reclaims the lead. Second one on the way for Gentry. It's up. It's good. And it's 5-3. Sagan Hart all on free throws for the Irish. 3:08 to go in the first period. Up the floor with it. Give the ball off now to Darnell. Over to Binder on the left side. Nearly lost her bounce. Stepped out of bounds. Gets the ball inside, shot up, is no good by Maddox, and the rebound brought down by the Irish by Dacey Witt. Up the floor, Scholl over the front edge, and the Irish have their first field goal, and now lead it 7-3. Quickly up the floor, the other way we go with a Turner. Bounce pass to the top. Baldensbarger passes underneath, and a layup on the left side, up and good for Addie Maddox. She's got her second field goal, and it's 7-5, Sacred Heart. 2:25 in the first quarter. Scholl down the lane, dishes it off, leaves it back for Kraus. Kraus passes to Witt, right side of the circle, looking, moves to the top between the circles, keeps the dribble, a bounce pass off and goes to Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg, always looking to drive, down the right side, kicks it out to Kraus, back to Scholl. Scholl down the right side between traffic, reach in, stripped of the ball, and then we got a foul called out top. Going to put McKinley Scholl at the free throw line to shoot to. That foul on Addie Maddox, her second foul. And McKinley Scholl, 1 for 2, and now 2 for 3 at the line, has 4 points. 8-5, Sagan Hart. Second free throw coming here. On the way up and good again. Scholl gets them both, and it's now 9-5, the Irish lead. New player into the game for Auburn. Checking in here. Let's see who we got. Got to find her. Here's a three-pointer from the left side, but Binder up and good on the deep ball, and it's now 9-8. Sacred Heart. Into the ball game. I had her there for a moment. Is Ella Swanson, a freshman. Swanson's in there for the Bulldogs, a freshman. And now Sagan Hart in the front court. Minute 28 to go in the first quarter. Binder knocks it away from Witt. Ball loose. Front court for Auburn. And a run out. Maddox. Layup is good. Addie Maddox with her third hoop. And Irish give up the lead. 10-9 now to Auburn. Third lead change of this first quarter. Gentry Lechtenberg down the lane, kicks to Witt on the right side, and now she's going to drive to the paint with the left hand, hit the front edge, rebound to Hallie Jones. turns around, and her outlet pass is taken away by Addie Darnell. 52 seconds to go in the quarter. Binder off balance, off the glass, no good. Rebound out of bounds, touch last by the Bulldogs. Sacred Heart basketball with 48 seconds to go in the first quarter here at Auburn. Full court pressure again. Hasn't been much trouble for the Irish so far. Daisy Witt off to McKinley Shaw. Up the floor, past the free throw line, all the way to the hole. It's up, it's good. And a whistle and a foul and a chance at a three-point play for Irish senior. Bucket is good. McKinley Shaw now with 7 points here in the first quarter. She'll be at the line to shoot one as the Irish take the lead again. Free throw up, free throw good. And that foul was called on McKinley Stanley, who just checked into the game here. Sacred Heart will take Witt out of the game. In replacing her is Elise Reschke. 12-10 Sacred Heart. 35 seconds left in the period. Binder going to hold out in the midcourt circle. Play for one. Let's see. Off the right side, Baltonsberger. Back to the top with it now for Stanley. Stanley holds it. Gives the ball up. Binder. Reverse pivot. Back out to the top. Now to Baltonsberger. Right side it comes over to Swanson. Swanson will hand the ball off to Stanley. 8 on the clock. First quarter coming to an end. 5 on the clock. Binder drives. Lost her balance. Fell down. Traveling the call. The Irish will get it back with 2 seconds to go in the first quarter. They keep that pressure on. The Auburn Bulldogs do. They probably won't get much of a shot off here. Shaw looking, gets it in. And Ginger Lenders will fire it. And she hit the rim from well beyond midcourt. Good effort. After one, it's Sacred Heart 12, Auburn 10, our girls game. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and on the Strive video.
Did you know that martial arts aren't just for kids? At Heller Martial Arts, we have classes for all ages and abilities. Kickboxing is a fun and unique workout. You can learn to protect yourself and your family with our Krav Maga self-defense program. You can start either course at any time, and the first class is free. No experience is needed. Call to find out more, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts in Fall City, 402-380-3383.
Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic of Fall City are proud to announce their newest medical staff member, Cassie Munoz Parsons. As a family nurse practitioner and psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner, Cassie will see behavior and mental health and substance use disorder patients at the clinic between 8 and 5 on Monday and Friday and 9 to 6 every Wednesday, as well as telehealth visits on Tuesdays. To make an appointment, call the clinic at 402-245-4475. Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic in Fall City. Online at cmcfc.com.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here to Auburn. Got to reset myself here on the rolling stool. Beautiful setup here, but they have these high rolling stools. And they try to get away from you when you get up and stretch, when you get back on. Here we go, McKinley Shaw, the ball for the Irish on the right side. Gets it out of there to DC with the sophomore point for the Irish. Dribbling and dribbling. Not close enough for a count. Passes off to Hallie Jones. Down the left side, Reschke. Back out to Witt. Auburn playing man-to-man defense here. Shaw goes inside. Lechtenberg draws a double team, shoots, and rolls across the rim. Won't go. Rebound picked off there by McKenzie Stanley for the Bulldog girls. And now here comes Sydney Binder up the front for the Bulldogs. Off the right side, gives the ball up there for Bree Wehankel, who checked into the game during the break between quarters. And now off the pass goes Wehankel. Pass gets it back. Now pass to Addie Darnell. Darnell waits, goes back to the top with the basketball. Stanley passes left side, and a ball, not a pass, taken away. Lechtenberg knocked it loose. The ball goes off the hand of Bree Wehankel, and the Irish will have it at midcourt. Daisy Witt will trigger from right in front of the scorer's table into the backcourt. McKinley Shaw, the senior. a rowdy defender. Down the lane she goes, up and down, a little teardrop. We got a push foul. Was it before the shot? It was. Foul on Auburn on Bree Wingle. First foul of the second quarter on the Bulldogs. Ball comes in. Shoal turnaround up off the rim. No. And we get a takedown on the rebound. Foul going to be called on Gentry Lechtenberg. She got all tied up there with Zoe Baldwin partner. Zoe will get the rebound. And the foul on Gentry Lechtenberg. Her first team foul, number one of the quarter, against Sacred Heart. So the Irish lost a couple of points there. Wayne's foul turned out to be an all right thing for the Bulldog girls. On the left side now, with the ball back to the top, Baldensberger, right side, Binder for three. It's on the rim. No. Rebound, Shaw, and lost it on the dribble, kicked it forward. She kicked it twice. And Coach Grant Cole, I'm trying to stay away from that thing. I don't think they could have probably caught that anyway. It ball was, went down and got kicked a second time, and it really took off then. They were trying to catch, just couldn't get there. So here we go, Bulldog basketball looking for the tie or the lead here. Up the front, left side, over on the wing, Binder with it. Passes back to the middle into the hand of Baldensberger, and Zoe will come off the right side now for McKenna Turner. Turner at the free throw line, out to Binder for three, too strong. Rebound brought down by Baldensberger. Looks, spinning in, a right block, and a reach-in foul. She had a couple of chances to pass that ball out of there. Instead, she ends up drawing a foul on Sacred Heart, and that may be, it is, Gentry Lechtenberg, her second foul. As we said, Coach Santa said, we can't get in foul trouble. Now he's got two players with two fouls, two of his starters. 5:51 to go in the quarter. Coach Santa has a question on who the foul was on here, I think. And now the referees are having a conference. Let's see. I'm not sure what the conversation is. 30-second timeout. We'll be back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, I am Mary Kent, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Sulzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new home health director and Jolene Bartles as our new radiology supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as foundation director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
This is Sunny 101.3.
5:51 left in the first quarter, the first half here. We're in the second quarter in action now at Auburn tonight. You are listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 KLZA, Falls City and Auburn. John Nix along with you here courtside tonight, back in the studio, pushing all the buttons, keeping me in line, Seth Tollison. And now, from the baseline, Auburn will inbound the basketball after the foul on Lechtenberg. Never did really figure out what was going on there, what Coach Luke Sandler was trying to debate with the official, but the foul stayed on Lechtenberg. Here's a steal on a pass to the post, taken away by McKinley Shull, through defender, split him up over the front, up and good. Double figures for McKinley Shull now. She's got 10. The Irish matched their biggest lead of the game at 4, 14-10. To the top of the key, Baldensberger kicks it out. Binder for three, in and out, no good. Rebound underneath, and a putback, bucket good for Addie Darnell. Addie with her first field goal has 3 points in the game now. 14-12, Sacred Heart with the lead. Inbound with the press, the ball kicked out of there by Binder. Sacred Heart brings Dorothy Krause back in the ball game. Sitting down will be Lechtenberg with the two fouls with 5:16 to go. That is tough for the Irish, both offensively and defensively, with her out of there. Up the floor comes J.C. Witt. Say Hurst get all their points from Scholl and Lechtenberg. And Lechtenberg on 4-4 free throw shooting. Inside, Hallie Jones spins inside, and we got a whistle. Traveling call against the freshman for the Irish. Auburn ball after the turnover. Out of the game goes Addie Darnell. For Auburn, back in there is Ellis Swanson. Baltenberger stays in the game. Kenneth Turner, Sidney Binder, and also in there, Bree Wehinkel. Wehinkel, right wing, three ball, too strong, comes down to Krause for the Irish. Krause to Schull ahead, gives the ball inside there, get it away to Elise Reschke, who's back in the ball game. And the Irish lost control of the basketball. Witt tried to save it from going out of bounds to the Auburn bench and couldn't do it. It'll be Auburn basketball after another Irish turnover here. So what are we doing now? The officials having a conference here. Tommy Grafton, one of the assistants, talking to one of the officials. Now that official goes out and talks to Coach Luke Sando. Now they are they're talking to everybody. Also getting up here to have a little visit is Sean Wehinkel, another assistant coach for Auburn. Let's play ball. Here we go. High post, free throw line. Baldenberger kicks it out. Three ball on the way up. No good by Turner. Loose ball, rebound, and another foul. Boy, I can hardly shoot a lot of free throws at this pace tonight. Foul on the Bulldogs. And they walk to the other side of the court. That foul will be on Bree Wehinkel. Bree picks up her second. Team foul number two of the quarter. Remember, it's mid-season now, obviously, in January, the middle of January, but got that change in the rules this year with the free throws. On the fouls, you go to the bonus. You don't go to seven to get the bonus in the half. You go five each quarter, then you're shooting one and one. Or actually not one and one, you're shooting two. Three ball up, no good by Witt. Rebound, Shaw turns on the right side, and she's going back to the free throw line to shoot more. There is no more one and one. You get fouled, you shoot two free throws in the bonus now. Foul on Auburn once again. Bree Wehinkel picks up her third foul all here in the second quarter. Shaw at the line, up, good. Buries another one. She's got 11 points now, and it's 15-12, Sagan Hart. In for Auburn. Uh-oh. I don't have that number. Who is that? 42. I'll have to catch up here. Free throw up and good for Shaw. And it's now 16-12. End of the game for the Bulldogs. They don't have a 42 on their roster either. Oh, we're in trouble. All right, with the basketball, Binder over and goes to McKenna Turner. We'll find out who 42 is here eventually. Take the ball around the Irish playing some zone here. Down in the left corner with it, Swanson drives in. Baldenberger out to Binder for three. Up off the rim, no good. And our unknown player has a rebound. In the middle with it, Zoe Baldenberger. Down the lane with a drive up off the glass. Won't go. Rebound brought down by McKinley Shaw. And a shot by D.C. Witt from 15 feet won't go. Rebound loose. The Irish have it to Hallie Jones. Up and good for two. The rebound was grabbed by Elise Reschke. Laying on her back underneath the basket. Tossed up to Hallie, and she put it in for two. And the Irish are up by their biggest margin tonight by six, 18-12. Yeah, that's what we need. 11 is 42. Oh, no. No, okay.
He changed the number.
Oh, at the corner?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. All right, now we know what happened. 42 is Addie Darnell. Okay, she changed jerseys at the quarter stop. She had blood on her jersey. Now here's a turnover by Sacred Heart. We'll get it all straightened out. Auburn Mayor Chris Erickson bringing us that pertinent information. Nice to have friends in high places, isn't it? All right, Bulldog basketball, 2:30 to play here in quarter number two. Binder with it off the left side now to McKenna Turner. That's the first time I've seen Auburn this year, so I can't spot the girls without their numbers yet. And we've got a push foul as the ball is knocked loose. Sacred Heart foul going to be called on Dorothy Krause, her first. Team foul number three of the quarter on Sacred Heart. to the front court we go with it. Ballenberger down the lane, had it knocked loose by Jones. Got it back, kicks the ball out to the left corner. With the ball there, Ella Swanson. Back to the right side now. That's Addie Darnell. Addie with the basketball. Swanson, bounce pass in. Ball to the Barker. 1:59 to go. Bounce pass stolen away. Reschke pushed the ball up the floor. 2-on-3. Better hold up. And she does. Now to Shull. Left side, Witt wide open. Triple up and down. D.C. Witt with the triple. Nobody on that half of the court for Auburn. And now it's 21-12. Sacred Heart with the lead of 9. Timeout Bulldogs. A minute 42 to go in the half. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
Sager girls lead the Auburn girls here with a minute 42 to go in the first half. Timeout called by the Bulldog girl, the full timeout here after falling behind by 9. Still huddled up over there with coaches. As we said, good crowd on hand here tonight. You never know with the weather, the way it's been. But I think a little cabin fever is starting to set in for a few people already here. So they are moving along here and getting the ball game, enjoying themselves. Binder to the front court, off to Turner. Turner with the basketball. Back to the right side now. Darnell. Right side. Out near the 30-foot mark. Get the ball up. Now Turner with it. Back in the middle. Ball to DeBarger with it. And that was Maddox. Now with it. Turner again. Ball to DeBarger posting up down low. Her and Hallie Jones are battling underneath. Two strong young ladies down there underneath there. That's a battle. Here's Binder. The shot partially blocked, I believe, by Sacred Heart's Daisy Witt. And now here comes Shull, top of the key. She'll hand it to Witt. 51 seconds ago in the first half, making 54 seconds. Sorry. The only problem we have at Auburn is these baskets are pulled up. Here is Shull in the paint. Spins around. Coach Grant Cole, I heard him yell travel. He didn't get the call. That's 13 points now for McKinley Shull, and the Irish are up 23-12, 11 points, now 33 seconds to go. And here's a three-pointer, left side, too strong by Turner. Rebound brought down by Hallie Jones and the Irish. Coming up the floor with 20 seconds to go. Will they play for one? Let's see. Off the left side, they're going to play for a good shot. Doesn't matter what it is on the clock, it looks like. Krause with it, left side to Witt. Now she'll back out with 12 on the clock. Left sideline, moves to the middle. Waits, gives the ball up to Shull. McKinley down the right side. Scoop, they don't go, but she got fouled with 3 seconds to go in the half. And back to the free throw line once again goes McKinley Shull. This time, I believe they got Maddox. Yes, they did. And Addie Maddox joins Bree Wehinkle with 3 fouls apiece for Auburn. And Coach Grant Cole is debating with an official. Well, actually, it's not a debate. He is explaining his side of the case. And he's not going to get much satisfaction unless it works out there. Now he's talking to the official on the other side of the court, near side over here where I'm at. Shull free throw up. Second one is no good. Rebound brought down by Zollenberg. Oh, she double dribbled. Threw the ball, and oh, we got a foul on the Irish. Oh, my. A reach-in foul on Dorothy Krause. That'll be her second foul, team foul number 4. So Auburn will have 4/10 of a second. They throw it up, and it's stolen away by McKinley Shull. And that ends the first half. It's Fall City Sacred Heart 24, Auburn 12 at halftime in our girls' game. 2412 is our store. Stay tuned. Our halftime report is coming up. Brought to you by Highland Community College. HCC is close to home, yet it's far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. 2412, Sacred Girls with the lead at halftime. We'll take a two-minute timeout and be back with the first half scoring wrap on Sunny 101.3.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock risk protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Auburn High School. John Nix along with you here. It's halftime in the girls game. Sager leading it 24-12 over Auburn. Our halftime report brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home yet far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. And our stats summary is brought to you by Farm Bureau Service of Fall City, Auburn. See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect. It's your future. Let them protect it. First half scoring for the home team, the Auburn Bulldogs. Well, Addie Maddox had 6 first quarter points, and she leads the Bulldogs in scoring. Addie Darnell has 3 points at halftime and a 3-point bucket for Sydney Binder for all of the Bulldog girl points. They only scored 2 into that second quarter tonight. Big difference in the ball game right now. The Irish lead by 12 with a big difference at the free throw line. Sage Hart 11 for 13 at the free throw line in the first half. Auburn 1 out of 2, just 2 free throw attempts. There's plenty of fouls called on the Irish, but just not as many attempts at the line for Auburn. The Irish in the first half leading the way scoring wise is McKinley Shaw, the senior. I've got her for 14 points and 5 rebounds in the first half. Ginger Lechtenberg, 4 for 4 on the line, has 4 points. She set out nearly all of the second quarter with 2 fouls. Daisy Witt loaded up the 3 ball and made that for her 3 points. And Allie Jones, also 2 for the Irish in the first half of tonight's ballgame. Sager leads it 24-12. It was 12-10 at the end of one quarter, and now 24-12 here at halftime. The girls' game will be followed by the boys' game between number 1 ranked Auburn and Class D2 number 7 ranked Fall City Xavier Archdyke. We'll be coming up for you here later tonight at the conclusion of our girls' game. Right now, let's take the timeout. A 2-minute timeout. We'll hear the weather forecast because we don't have Fort Metzbeth. And then some more word from our Fox. We'll be back here in just a few minutes with second half action on Sunny 101.3.
Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for three generations. As your area Case IH dealer, we take pride in servicing all our customers. So whether you're looking for a Case IH Axial Flow Combine that leads the industry in productivity, or the Case IH Magnum Tractor built to fit the way you farm, for the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there's only one. Bruna Implement Company, since 1947.
People you can count on. Bruna Implement Company.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
January is designated as National Blood Donor Month, a time when the need for blood donations is particularly crucial. As winter proves to be a challenging season for blood collection, we at Nemaha County Hospital urge you to consider the significance of becoming a blood or plasma donor. Your act of generosity has the power to save lives within our community. For additional information on how to become a blood donor, please visit nemahacountyhospitals.com.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows dip down to about 2 above tonight under clear skies, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 26. Lows around 11 tomorrow night, slight chance for snow. Highs around 17 Thursday with a chance of snow. 5 above, a mix of clouds and sun Friday, about an inch of snow Thursday night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
All right, thank you very much, Megan. Here at the half of our girls' game, it is currently at 24-12, Falls City Sacred Heart leading Auburn. Currently here at the studios, our temperature right now, -7. That's a wind chill factor of -22 degrees, as we have fair skies out there here in the tri-state region. We're going to get back. Second half action coming up. Falls City Sacred Heart and Auburn. John Nixon coming back right after this here on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have, because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority, and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
It's often been said, if you really want to know what's going on, just follow the money. When you bank with us, you can see how your money grows our local economy. Let's say a local store owner deposits his weekly revenues. Then a family needs a loan for a new car. The car salesman gets commission so he can keep saving for his kids' college. This chain is called the local economy. We don't break this chain. We keep your money working right here in the community.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Falls City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
the Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Halftime score, 24-12. Fall City St. Aaron girls lead the Auburn girls. Our sister station, KTNC, at halftime tonight over Pawnee City. The HTRS girls are leading Pawnee City 29-17. Randy Gatula's over at Pawnee tonight, bringing you that action. All of our games on the World Wide Web. How do you get there? Well, you go to mscsports.net, mscsports.net. Up at the top, you'll find a box that says Listen Live, and then it drops down a box that shows all of our radio stations and our streaming things, our streaming stations. I don't know, there's a whole bunch of them on there. I couldn't even name them all unless I had a list. But you pick the station, the game you want to listen to, and you can get it anywhere in the world. It's all free. Here we go, Auburn Bulldog basketball to start the second half, and Sydney Binder over to the right side, McKenna Turner inside, Baltensberger. Zoe back out to the right side, Turner dropped it, gets the ball back into the middle, pass the ball away to Darnell, and the ball gets loose, and it's taken away by Daisy Witt for Sacred Heart. Sacred Heart has their starting five. Schull from 15 feet, no rebound. Hallie Jones, and she gets it out of there. And now it's Witt off to Schull. Now to Lechtenberg down the left side of the lane with the left hand. Up, it's no good. The rebound picked off by Zoe Baltensberger. Good ball player, good career here for Auburn for Baltensberger. Three-pointer left side on the rim. No good that time for Addie Maddox. Rebound coming down to Hallie Jones. Getting her start tonight with the injured Sacred Heart starter, Sadie Tizzle. Here's a drive. Lechtenberg, left side, left hand layup. Good. Her first field goal gives her 6 points in the ball game tonight. And now it is 26-12 for Sacred Heart, their biggest lead of the ball game. Here is a ball to the right side, and it's all tipped away on the pass. It is Lechtenberg with a run out of the other end. The defender went with her, but three fouls, had to let her go. Lechtenberg with a steal and the layup at the other end, and we've got a timeout called by the Auburn Bulldog. Down 28-12. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular. So you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We're back here at Auburn High School. Actually, I didn't really go anywhere. I'm not back. I was here the whole time, in case you didn't realize that, but I'm sure you probably did. We have the smartest listeners in the world, so I know you know. All right. Timeout Auburn. They have given up 4 quick points here in the first minute and a half of this second half. And now find themselves in a 16-point hole here with 6:34 to go in the third quarter. Again, our broadcast being shared tonight with the Auburn students, their Strive feed, so you can watch their game and listen to it, hopefully, there tonight. Here we go with it, Sydney Binder, the senior for the Bulldogs, with it. Passes off left side, Addie Maddox. Maddox with the ball back now to Darnell. And we got a whistle push inside on the Irish. Addie Darnell is going to give me trouble. Addison wore number 10 at the start of the game and somehow got some blood on her jersey, so she changed between first and second quarter. That really threw me for a loop. The foul on Hallie Jones, her first foul on the Irish here. And there's a bucket underneath on the inbound to McKenna Turner, 28-14. Don't look away for a second, John. You might miss a bucket like there. Jones on the right side, pass, knocked away, stolen by Binder. Throws it up the floor for Maddox, layup, no, too strong. Rebound, McKinley Schull to Daisy Witt in the backcourt, guarded all the way up by Sydney Binder. Witt will hand the ball off, giving the ball up there now for Lechtenberg, goes down the lane, and she got fouled again. Lechtenberg is 4-for-4 at the line. She's headed back the line again here. Foul on the Bulldogs. Let's see. That's going to go on Addie Darnell. I've got her for one. I've got her for two. Well, she got one there. Free throw is up and good for Lechtenberg, giving her 9, and that one's good, giving her 10 points, and it's 30-14. Front court with the basketball now. Biner comes off the left side for Addie Maddox. Maddox down the lane, goes to Baltzenberger. She bowls her way down the lane, and she is met by Hallie Jones, who gets called for her second foul. And it's going to be free throw time here for Auburn, finally. They've only shot 2 so far this game. Now 3, and this one's on the back iron, no good. Addie Maddox, 6 points, all in the first quarter for the Bulldogs. Second one up and off the flat iron again. No good. A quick rebound. Lechtenberg on the run across the floor and off the hands of Avery Santo. Got kind of through and over a couple of defenders. Probably screened off her vision a little bit. And the ball went out of bounds. Coach Luke Santo stands up, says, take your time, girls. We have a 16-point lead. We don't have to hurry. Binder, 3 ball straight out front, up and down. Sydney Binder with her second triple of the ball game makes it 30-17. And the full court pressure knocks the ball out of bounds. Darnell, good job there. Now Sayer will inbound from the side, about 5 feet up off the baseline. Shoulder trigger into Witt. Guarded by Binder up the floor on the left sideline. Pulls up, keeps her dribble. Now to the middle, spin to the free throw circle. Ooh, Lechtenberg with a little forearm shiver there to give herself some room. No whistle. Scholl for 3 from the top. Answers at the other end. She's got 17 now for Xavier Hart, and it's 33-17. The lead again, 16 points. Here's a drive, and up high off the glass. No good for Addie Maddox. And we've got a held ball on the rebound that's going to go to the Irish on the alternating possession here. So, again, Coach Cole he's smiling this time, but he says, well, debate and argue not doing good. He said, I'll smile at him and tell him he was wrong. That didn't help either. Coming the other way now with the basketball, Lechtenberg dribbling, backing up beyond the three-point line. Keeps it, gives off to Scholl down the left side, stops, 10-footer, and didn't get stopped. Traveling the call. Tried to come to a jump stop, but she kind of spun her wheels when she got stopped. Thought didn't actually get stopped. That was the problem. Bulldog basketball, 4:15 to go in the third here. Binder up the floor, picked up by Scholl at midcourt. Off the right side, see her playing man-to-man defense here. Auburn has pressured the ball most of the night, full court. Left side, Binder, 3 ball on the wing. In and out, no. Rebound, Hallie Jones, her 5th of the night. Up the floor now, Lechtenberg. Had a knock loose, recovered. Now keeps the dribble before she goes. Looks for help, comes across court to Scholl. Into the post, high post, free throw line. Lechtenberg splits 3 defenders with the left hand. Spun to her right with the left hand and put it up and in. She's now got 12 in the game. She is a very talented basketball player for the Irish. Here we go the other way, 35-17, Sigurd Hart, 3 ball, Binder left side, up, no good. Rebound, Hallie Jones again, hands off, Lechtenberg all the way to the hole, left hand whistle, and a foul call. Lechtenberg on the deck, teammate comes down, helps her up. Or was that Witt? Now let's see. It's Lechtenberg going to the line. Okay, that's what I thought. Gentry, head to the line. That is the second foul of the quarter. Free throw is up. And I tell you what, you don't want to foul Sadie Hart. They are just deadly at the line tonight. They have missed 1, 2 free throws, I think. Might be 1. Free throw up, free throw good. That's 14 now for Lechtenberg. The lead is 20. Biggest lead of the ball game for the Irish now. Sydney Binder, right side, gets the ball away. It's going to be Darnell with it. Now looks around, looking, and a reach in foul on DC Witt. Her second, third foul of the half. Now the Irish have missed two free throws. They have made, they had 11 at the first half. They made 1, 2, 3, 4, 4 more. They made 15 out of 17 or so far. On the right side with the basketball now, Sydney Binder dribbles open, three ball up, down from the right side. She's got 9, all on three-pointers, 37-20. Irish with the lead. At the other end we go, and Scholl going to get inside deep and puts it up and in. 19 for Scholl. 39-20, the Irish lead. Binder, right side, now near the sideline, needs help, used up her dribble, gets it away, and a reach-in foul on Sacred Heart. Couple of options here. Who do they get? Hallie Jones or Lechtenberg? I think Hallie Jones, yep. Hallie picks up her third foul. Fourth foul of the quarter on Sacred Heart with 2:31 to go. Tally will check out of the ball game, replaced in there now by Elise Reschke, a 5'8 freshman. Ball comes in, back out to Binder now. She'll take it right side to Ella Swanson. Back to Binder. Binder, right side over to Swanson again. And her shot blocked by Lechtenberg. Loose ball picked up out near midcourt. Back of the game, Mackenzie Stanley. Girls are sneaking in here on me. I don't, they're not sounding the horn. The referee's over there, so they just wave them in, so I don't see they're coming in all the time. Baldensberger on the right side gives the ball up there. Darnell back out to the top with it now. Once again, is going to be the Bulldog to the left side to Swanson. Swanson, pass underneath from Baldensberger, loose, knocked loose by the Irish out of bounds on the baseline. Bulldog ball underneath their own hoop with 1:50 to go. So Auburn, everybody lined up on the baseline, side to side. Inbounding will be Ella Swanson. Now looking, brings into Binder, left side. She's going to drive into the middle, up, no, but a whistle and a foul. I think on DC Witt, she was trailing the play and tried to block it. Yes, DC Witt picks up her third foul, so this is getting a little serious now for the Irish. Auburn in the bonus the rest of the quarter. Binder at the line has 9 points all at the behind the three-point line, and she can knock down a free throw as well. That gives her 10 points in the ball game, and it's now 39-21. Out goes Daisy Witt. Reschke's in there. Dorothy Krause is in. Free throw in and out. Lechtenberg picks off the rebound for the Irish. Mackenzie Scholl stays in. McKinley Scholl and Avery Sando in there for the Irish. Lechtenberg down the lane, pushes the ball out. Krause runs through the lane and tried to elevate the shot and got fouled. We'll go to the line to shoot a pair here for Sacred Heart on Sydney Binder. Her second, team foul number 3 of the quarter. At the line, the Irish free throw up and rattled home. Dorothy Krause with her first point of the ball game. And it's 40-21, Sacred Heart. Second free throw coming. It's up and a miss. And the rebound picked off there by Zoe Baldensbarger. Give it to Binder. The lead is 19 for the Irish. A minute 25 to go in the third. Take the ball to Binder, back out top, right side. It goes Swanson. Ella moving up with a bounce pass to Baldensberger. Free throw line down to Darnell, back to Baldensberger. And a reach-in foul going to be called here on Reschke. Elise picks up the foul. And it's going to be free throws for Auburn. Reschke's first. Baldensberger at the line. She's not scored in the ball game. Wow. That ball bounced everywhere it could on the iron, would not go. Zoe's got about a half dozen rebounds, but I didn't realize she hadn't scored the ball game. She's in the thick of everything. Second free throw on the way, up, and now she's in the scorebook, and it's 40-22. Sacred Heart with the lead. 1:10 to play in the third quarter. An 18-point advantage for the Irish, led by two after one quarter and stretched out to a dozen at halftime. Scholl down the lane, right side, scoops it up and in. 21 for McKinley Scholl. Senior having a big night and a big season here. 42-22. Left side, Darnell with it. Out to Binder. Back to Darnell. Drives to the baseline. Spins back. Throws to the middle. Ballensberger. And the ball is loose on the floor. Picked up by Darnell. And a lob in. Ballensberger caught it. Left hand layup. Good. Now she's got a field goal to go with that free throw. It's 42-24. Here come the Irish with 23 seconds to go in the third. Out top, Avery Sando holds it. Sophomore guard dribbles around, looking for help. Still dribbling, chased by Swanson, 10 on the clock, moves up. Swanson knocked it loose for a moment. Sando got it back, gives it to Lechtenberg, and she got her feet going before she got the ball on the deck. So Irish turn it back over to Auburn with 4.5 seconds to go in quarter number three. Don't forget our boys' game will come up after this one. Long one at the buzzer. Up, no good for Sid Binder. And that will end the third quarter. Ball City Sacred Heart 42, Auburn 24. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Sunny 101.3.
School at halftime. Into the third quarter, excuse me, 42-24. It's going to be Auburn basketball. I'm sorry. I haven't done a game for a month. I'm just starting all over again. First time, you know, first year doing this. Darnell on the left side holds the ball, looks. Auburn's got a 18-point here. The three-pointer on the way short. No good by Baldensberger. Rebound brought down by Gentry Lechtenberg. She is pretty much a do-it-all player, her and McKinley Scholl for the Irish. Not much they can't do or won't do. Scholl thought about a triple, didn't. Goes off to Witt on the right side. Daisy Witt hands it off, and Lechtenberg kicks it right side. Sando from 15 and out, no good. And another rebound brought down by Zoe Baldensberger. Throw it ahead to Darnell on the left side. Backs up, Zoe. Top of the key, right side out to Binder. Three ball from the wing. Too strong, and the rebound grabbed on the weak side by the Irish, by Daisy Witt. Daisy up the floor on the left side. Hands the ball off Scholl. Got away with a carry, maybe. Goes into the lane, 12 feet, and good. She now has 23 in the ball game. 44-24, matching the biggest lead of the ball game for Sacred Heart. In the middle, down low, Baldensberger up, down, a little scoop hook, up and good, and she got fouled on the play. Baldensberger now with 5 in the ball game, and she'll try for a 3-point play here. That foul on Hallie Jones in the paint, her 4th and the first one of this quarter against the Irish. 44-26, Sacred Heart, 6:44 to go. Hallie Jones sits on the bench. Back of the game for the Irish, Elise Reschke. Zoe Baldensberger ready. It's up, and it's good. 3-point play. 44-27. And here the ball knocked loose. It's a scramble, and the held ball will belong to the Irish, but the ball was kicked. I think the officials are going to get together and say that ball was kicked by McKinley Scholl, is my guess. Oh, no, got a timeout called by Luke Sando. excuse me, Coach Sando, they got the ball, and he called timeout. The Irish will keep the ball. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny, 101.3.
It's a 17-point Irish lead here in the fourth quarter. The Irish inbound the ball to McKinley Shaw. Her pass knocked away, stolen. A drive and off the glass. No, a rebound. Put back up and good on a foul. Addie Maddox with the play, the steal, the shot, the miss, the rebound, the put back, and got fouled. She's got 8, the foul on McKinley Shaw of the Irish. First, second, team foul number 2 of the quarter against the Irish. Well, that's the kind of thing you need to do to chip away at a lead like this. Free throw up, free throw good. So a couple of three-point plays back-to-back make it all of a sudden a 14-point lead for the Irish instead of 21 or 20. Here's this ball nearly stolen. Bovenberg couldn't make the catch. Got way up in the air on the press. Ball goes off her hand out of bounds. Singer will inbound between the midcourt and the baseline, the backcourt, bringing into Lechtenberg. Gentry will bring it up. Cross court now to Shull. McKinley, top of the key, looking to drive. Didn't find an opening. We'll move over to left. Dacey Witt hands it off to Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg back and down the paint. Out it goes there for Dacey Witt. Keeps her dribble. Over to Shull again. McKinley, right side to the free throw line, reverses down the left side, into the middle, forces it up, and the ball off of Shull. She had 3 defenders there. They blocked the shot, but it went back off of McKinley Shull. And it's Auburn basketball. A 6-0 run here for the Bulldogs. They were down 44-24. Now it's 44-30. See if they can get her long one here, knock a couple more off here. Out of the right side, Darnell, Addie waiting. Doesn't want to shoot the 3. Back out to the top now, into the hands of Addie Maddox. Down the lane, left side, up, no good. Rebound brought by Avery Santo. Santo driving, free throw line, keeps on going to the hole, up, no, but a whistle and a foul. We'll put Avery Santo at the free throw line. Dad and Coach Luke Santo stands up, puts his hand in, says, slow down, relax. Foul on the Bulldogs on McKenna Turner, her second. Free throw is up. Free throw is good by Avery Santo. That makes it 45-30. Second free throw up and good. Santo, traditionally an excellent free throw shooter, used to win a bunch of those hoop shoot contests. She was younger. Now a drive and a pass to the left side. 3 ball binder off the back iron. No good from the left side. And a rebound foul going to be called on Gentry Lechtenberg. Over the top, her third, team foul number 3 of the quarter on Sacred Heart. Auburn making a chance to shoot a bunch of free throws here before this is all over. They call that foul on Santo. They did. They called that on Avery Santo, her third, not a third on Lechtenberg. Ball knocked out of bounds on the inbound by the Irish. Baseline, side to side for Auburn. Bring it into Binder. Lost her dribble. Gets the ball away now, and it's Darnell. Out it goes, and Maddox drives. Hands off to Turner. Back it goes right side to Maddox at the elbow beyond the three-point line, holding it. Gets the ball away again, and now out to McKenna Turner on the left side. The Irish playing man-to-man. Into the paint, up, and good. McKenna Turner with her second hoop of the night. 46-32, the Irish by 14. Pass to the front, Lechtenberg crosses midcourt, had it knocked away, and oh, Auburn fans, you might hear him now. Foul from behind on the Auburn Bulldog trying to slap that ball loose from Lechtenberg. They're going to call that on, okay, call on Addison Darnell. Now that is her third. No, that downstate's report. I don't agree with that either. They went from having one less than I thought, now they have one more than I thought. All right, Irish basketball. McKinley Shoal floats it right hand, coming from the left side, up and good. 25 for McKinley Shoal, 48-32, Sacred Heart. Out on the right side, now with the basketball, driving is Turner. Cut off by Sano, out to the top it goes. Maddox down the lane, left side, up, short, but a whistle and a foul on the Irish. Let's see who we got this time. I'm done guessing. Foul on Dorothy Krause. Her third, fourth foul of the quarter on Sacred Heart. At the line will be Addie Maddox. Shooting. Two. It's up. It's good. That gives her 10 points in the ball game. 48-33. The lead is 15 with 4:11 to go. And a timeout called with 4:11 to play in the game. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
This is Sunny 101.3.
For second ever, Addie Maddox. 10 points, looking for number 11 here. Free throw is up, and no. Rebound, McKinley Shoal again. She'll work the ball up the floor. No pressure this time. Shoal, right side, cross court, long pass, knocked away, stolen. Binder up the floor, all the way in. It won't go, but a foul. Foul going to be called on D.C. Witt, I believe. Yes, it is. Daisy went with four fouls, and she has four. Avery Sando with three. Four on Hallie Jones. Free throw for Binder is up and good. She's now two out of three at the line. 48-34. Sacred Heart for the lead. 4:02 to go in the game. Free throw and good. Slow second quarter by the Bulldogs. Hurt him. Just 2 points in that second period tonight. The Irish outscored him by 10. Cross court against the pressure. Witt, double team, lost the ball. And the ball is touched last by the Bulldogs as they tried to catch the loose ball. It goes off the hand of an Auburn Bulldog player. Shaw in the backcourt to Daisy Witt. Man-to-man defense by Darnell up the floor now. Off to Shaw, leading the scoring with 25 points in the ball game. The Irish going to go to their weave out top here. Now it's Sando. Hand it to Witt, standing with 1 foot in the midcourt circle. She'll come right. She'll reverse to the left. Auburn pushing out farther and farther toward midcourt. Sando now going to go down to the free throw line, kick it over. Back Witt, open three, didn't take it. Smart play there by taking that shot. 3:20 and counting. Off to Avery Sando. Sando on the right side, got pushed away. Now to Witt again. Over to McKinley Shaw. Lechtenberg is on the bench right now. Is that right? I believe she is. Hallie Jones on the bench. So one of the best Irish ball handlers not out there right now. 2:54 in the county. Irish are running the clock here. Sando doing a good job dribbling out top of the point. got with Witt, and the ball is deflected by Auburn into the backcourt. They call a foul on the Bulldogs. That foul on Addie Maddox, her fourth. Second, make it the third foul of the quarter on Auburn. At a timeout, the Irish up 13 with 2:48 to play in the ball game and a girls game. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3.
Back at Auburn, Nebraska, at Auburn High School, John Nix along with you. The Irish girls lead the Auburn Bulldog girls 48-35 with 2:48 to play in this girls' contest. Boys' game coming up here. It's going to be a late one tonight. Hallie Jones back in for the Irish. Gentry Lechtenberg back in for Sagenhart. So the Irish had their starting lineup in the ball game for tonight. Auburn. Looks like they have the same five in there. It comes into Lechtenberg. She will handle it out top for Sagenhart. I'm going to watch a little bit. Gentry, not afraid to clear some space with her forearm. And now it's McKinley Schultz over to Lechtenberg in the paint. Goes down, tried to go to Hallie Jones, and they didn't connect. Auburn tipped the ball away out of bounds. Good hustle by Addie Maddox, chasing that ball down, diving for it. I think she's the one that tipped it away. Now it comes in, and it's going to be over and back. Well, Luke Sando, his turn to debate and lose. The pass went back to Wick. Sydney Binder ran into her, and that pushed her momentum to the backcourt. Over and back, the ball goes to the Bulldogs. Coach Sando wanted a foul. It wasn't a lot of contact, but it was enough that it caused the over and back. Here's a set shot for two. Up and good. Two-pointer this time for McKenna Turner. She's got six, and it's 48-37, the lead down to 11. It was 20, and a pass tipped in the backcourt. Lechtenberg to Witt, and we've got timeout called by the Irish to save the possession here. With a minute 55 to go, Auburn, no quit. They're fighting to the end. Timeout, an 11-point Irish lead, back in 30 seconds. I'm Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
.155 left in the ball game, our girls game tonight. Sagenhart took the timeout. So they weren't going to get it across the midcourt line in 10 seconds there. That was obvious. The Irish break the huddle here. It'll be a cigar ball in the backcourt, all the way down to the baseline. McKinley Schultz will trigger for Sagenhart. 1-2-2 press here by the Bulldog, trying to trap. The Irish throw it over the top to Hallie Jones. She gets ahead to Daisy Witt. Nice play by the Irish there. Witt to Lechtenberg. Coach Grant Cole says, come get him, girl. He's got a foul. And now they get it away, right side to Witt. Witt looking, gets it away now to Lechtenberg. And what do we got, 3 seconds? Is that what he called? It is. Coach Luke Sando said, I don't believe so. Official. Guys in the Stripes win almost every argument. 11-point lead for the Irish. 90 seconds to go. The Bulldogs got to shoot in a hurry. Get the ball away to Baltonburg. Right side. They're taking their time. Darnell with it. Addy not really looking for three-point efforts. And now it's going to be thrown away. Addy Maddox went for a cutter underneath the bucket. Nobody got there. The ball sails out of bounds. Irish bring it in. Shaw gets it right back. Dribbles up the floor. Should go to Lechtenberg up the ladder, down to the front court. The junior guard for the Irish, then Binder, reaches in, rips it away. That was all but very close to being a held ball. Sydney Binder called for her third foul. Team foul number four of the quarter. They have one more now. It'll be in the two bonus. And the ball comes in, intended for Shaw. Pushed from behind by Darnell. Ball goes out of bounds off Darnell. 106 to play. In front of the Irish bench now, Shaw will inbound it. Looking through, it's going backward. Who's going to go in the race? We've got a foul. We've got a foul on Sacred Heart. And Daisy Witt just fouled out. I did not see what happened. Daisy fouled with 103 to go. I didn't see her. I was watching the ball go toward the backcourt, which looked like it was going to be a race for a layup for Auburn, unless Lechtenberg could get there. But instead, a foul is called on Daisy Witt. Now we got two officials having a conference. And I don't know what. Well, the foul's going to stand. Okay. I wish I could be down there and hear what they're talking about. Sacred Heart brings Dorothy Krause into the ballgame. One thing the Irish, I noticed, they're going to have to, these young girls, Dorothy's a freshman, they're going to have to make them go check in a little more noticeable. Free throw up and good for Sydney Binder. So now all of a sudden it's a 10-point game, 48-38, and now it's 48-39 as Binder gets both free throws. Into Shaw on the backcourt, bouncing ahead to Avery Sando up the floor. Tried to foul her and missed. They're still trying to foul her. 53 seconds to go. Lechtenberg with it, and finally she'll be fouled by McKenna Turner. McKenna picks up her third, and now the Irish will be at the line to shoot two. At the line, Gentry Lechtenberg. Gentry is 8 for 8 at the line, has 14 points in the ballgame. Free throw rattles around and goes. That one spun around inside the cylinder, but it went in. That makes it a 10-point game and a 4-point possession. Up, good again. Lechtenberg, 10 for 10 at the line tonight. 15-39, Sacred Heart. And at the other end, Auburn with the basketball to Darnell. You got to shoot it, girl. Off the right side, Binder loads it up, blocked by Gentry Lechtenberg and taken away by Lechtenberg. And the junior will bring it up. Auburn picks up cross midcourt, only 27 seconds to go and down 11. Lechtenberg down the left side of the lane, up, right hand, no. Rebound, Hallie Jones, it's up, it's down, and a foul. And the freshman with two more gives her four, and she'll be at the line for the three-point opportunity here. Auburn foul on Baltonsbarger. Zoe picks up her second. Hallie Jones at the line for the first time tonight. Eyes it on the way up. Big hop, no good. Rebound brought down by Addy Maddox all the way up the floor to the baseline. Pass to the middle. Baltonsbarger down, spins inside, shoots, misses. Rebound Lechtenberg. Gentry up the floor, throws it ahead to Avery Santo. Avery wheels it out of there off the baseline. That's your final score. Ball City's Sacred Heart 52, Auburn 39. We're back to the wrap-up of the match on Farm Bureau Services after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, it's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics, as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding areas.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, in equal housing opportunity.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Dan's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Our final score in tonight's ball game brought to you by Farm Bureau Services of Falls City and Auburn. See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect. Your future, let them protect it. Scoring in the ball game, Auburn now 5-8 on the year. Led tonight by Sydney Binder. She had 14 in the ball game, a dozen of those in the second half. 10 points for Addie Maddox tonight. 6 each for Zoe Baldensbarger and McKenna Turner. 3 tonight for Addie Darnell. Auburn went 10 for 16 at the free throw line. They went 10 out of 14 in the second half. That helped them draw a little closer as Sacred Heart had shot the lead out to 20 points 3 different times in the second half of tonight's ball game. For the Irish, they're led by McKinley Shaw. That was a point off for her. She had 26 points tonight in the ballgame. 26 for the Irish senior McKinley Shaw. 16 for Gentry Lechtenberg in the game, despite sitting out most of the second quarter, nearly all of the second quarter. She went 10 for 10 at the free throw line in the ballgame tonight. Other than that, Hallie Jones had 4 points in a starting role, 3 for Daisy Witt. Dorothy Krause had 1, and Avery Sando had 2 tonight for the Irish. Sacred Heart went 20 for 24 at the free throw line in tonight's game. 11 of 13 in the first half, then they went 9 for 11 in the second half tonight. The Irish now 13 and 2 on the year and win it. Final score 52-39. Well, that's it for the girls' game. Our scoring wrap-up brought to you by Farm Bureau Services, Ball City, and Auburn. See Jake and Tosh Arm Connect for all of your needs. Okay, next up on our Bruna Implement Game of the Week, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska for parts, sales, and service, also serving you from 5 locations across Northeast Kansas. It's the Auburn Bulldog Boys, ranked number 1 this week in Class C1 against the Class D2, 7th ranked Falls City Sacred Heart Irish. Right now, we're going to send things back to Kiki, back to the Sunny Studio, excuse me. Got my words all mixed up there for a moment. Imagine that. We'll send it back to the studio. We'll be back here in about 10 or 12 minutes with second half or doubleheader on Sunny 101.3.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.